Blog Talk Radio.
Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer and Thankful Thursday. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. And at 7 p.m., our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bring us a wonderful word this evening from the Lord. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us with a mighty word. Amen. So now at this time, I just want to say, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
and unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever. Amen.
Praise. Begin to worship his name today. The angels angels and the 24 elders and the four living creatures bow before thee. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. And we, the children of God, today we say hallelujah to your name, God.
God. El Roi, the God who sees me. In Genesis 16:13 in the NIV, Hagar gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her. You are the God who sees me, El Roi. For she said, I have now seen the one who sees me. El Roi, through this great name, you reveal your heart in a unique, powerful way. In this name, you remind us that you see us as individuals. You see, and thus you know. When you saw Abraham on the mountaintop and witnessed his trust in you, you provided a ram as Jehovah Jireh, likewise as El Roi. You see where I am, and you respond. Because you see me, I know that I am truly known. To be known by you, to not be forgotten, is one of my greatest needs. So this name comforts me greatly. I praise you because you are not a distant God who sits far off, isolated from those you have made. Instead, you see me, you are with me, and you care. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a mighty word from God. Amen. So at this time, I will play another selection.
And sometimes we don't treat everybody like you want to be treated. Yep, there will be times when your efforts will be defeated. I know sometimes you're heavy laden burden. Can't find a friend, can't stop your heart. Heard it. Searching deep within, where did it all go wrong? And you need a savior to give you the strength to go on. Hold on,
hold on
to the hem,
of
his garment.
All you need is a little faith to receive saving grace.
Hold on,
hold on
to the hem of his garment.
Of his garment.
Don't let Jesus pass you by. He'll make everything alright. Story about a woman who had an issue of blood. 12 long years she was flowing like a flood. Even the doctor
had given up on hope. But she heard about a man called Jesus who could perform miracles. So she started crawling through the crowd on her hands and knees. She caught on to his garment. Then he said, "Somebody touch me." Jesus could feel the healing start to flow. Then he looked at this woman and said, "Your faith has made you whole."
God, it is now time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, The Hindrance of Unbelief. In Hebrews 3 and 19 says, they were not able to enter because of unbelief. Do you trust that God speaks with you about every area of your life? Do you truly believe that he still communicates today? That he interacts with you personally and helps you with the issues you care about deeply? We may all desire to respond, yes, absolutely. To such questions, perhaps we would even agree. Scripture provides us with moral guidelines for living. But there are many Christians who don't truly believe that God speaks. And they show they don't by their actions. When the Father communicates with them personally about some crucial matter of their lives. They do not obey him. They ignore his promptings, either because it's too closely or because they are afraid. But at its core, this is unbelief. Doubt concerning the Lord's character and wisdom, and it's a sin. Friend, it may be very challenging when what God reveals to you does not make sense or frightens you in some way. But just because you do not comprehend or like the Lord's plan doesn't give you a right to doubt it. The Lord God is speaking to you. If you want to walk in his will, you will have to push past your doubt and fear and step out in faith. Amen. Praise be to God. Jesus, help me trust you even when it's costly and I am afraid. In your name, amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it was to me. So again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a mighty word from the Lord. So if you want to hear this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord, tune in at 7 p.m. at 319-527-6204. You can also call in your prayer request at that same number. I'm sure there's someone out there who has something that they are thankful for what the Lord has done for them. Amen? In the meantime, I will play another selection.
I am the creator, I am the maker of the universe. I am the one who spoke into nothing and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, can stand. I am a healer, mender of broken hearts, Alpha Omega, your destiny and where you start. I am the one who does impossible. Just let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am for you.
Stop it.
I am the one. A need and always provides. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am healer, mender. I am Alpha Omega, your destiny and where you start.
I am the one
who does impossible things. That's who I am. Just let me be who
to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby. She laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed. Body's rocking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody say, God says. And say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody you, but
I am.
He can bring you out no matter what it looks like.
I am.
I am.
I am.
One more time, say something.
Praise be to God. God who sees me. When I fell alone and forgotten, Please forgive me for neglecting to acknowledge your name. Forgive me for grumbling when I don't see the one who sees me. Help me to remember that you are there. Yes, you are the God who sees me in whatever situation I'm facing. Pardon me for failing to see the God who sees me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
I wanna be more than an ordinary servant. I wanna be more.
God who sees me. When Hagar sat alone and afraid in the desert, you made yourself known to her as the God who sees. Thank you for making yourself known to me, too, as the God who sees. Whatever trial I face, you see it. Whatever opposition rises up against me, you see it. Whatever health issue comes upon me, you see it. Thank you for your attentiveness to me and for your willingness to reveal yourself as the God who sees. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
to go. At the fork of the road, living day by day, so life goes. Never sing, never, or come what may, for there's greater power. And on the right hand of the throne, he reigns. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Down on your knees you pray, rising up to a blessing. Prayer changes things. Trying to make tomorrow better than today. Yesterday's rain brings hope of a Sunday. Never say never, or come what may. For there's a greater power, and on the right hand of the throne, he reigns. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Down on your knees you pray, rising up to a blessing. Prayer changes things. Rising up to a blessing. Prayer changes things. Oh, 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 oh.
Amen. Praise be to God. God, El Rohi. Rohi. You see, I ask you to act on my behalf when you see me wrong unfairly. I ask you to defend and vindicate me when you see me accused unjustly. When others toil less and yet receive more reward, I ask you to see the diligence and tendency of my heart and open doors for me that only you can open. Because you see, you do not see me as humanity does. You do not judge by external appearance or by what the world esteems. You see my heart, and I pray now what Nehemiah prayed so long ago. Remember me with favor. Amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. Amen. My help.
From whence cometh my help. it from the Lord, Lord, which made heaven and earth. He said he would not suffer thy foot to be moved, or that he would be. He will not slumber nor sleep. For the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord he is thy shade of all thy right hand, of all thy right hand. And know the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore, evermore. My sister, see.
I'm gonna lose. and is able. The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able, amen. He's able. Hallelujah. Come to let you know that my God is able, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able, yeah. Oh, I come to let you know, oh, that my God is able. Yes, he is able to heal you now. Yes, yes, my God is able. I think you don't know. I said, I come to let you know that the God of our power, my God is able. Yes, I know he's able to heal you now, to heal you now, yeah. Oh, my God is able. Sing it to them, heaven. I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah. To set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, in spite of what you're going through, that my God is able. Able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God. Whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able.
That my God is able. Yes, my God is able. I come to let you know. You see, I'm trying to for myself, and I know that He's able to heal you now. Yes. Rest my head, but God is bigger. Hey, yeah. So I come to let you know tonight, there's nothing impossible for God.
at your neighbor, tell him he's able.
Able.
Don't say he's able.
Able. What you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose, and is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord, call on his name, cause he's able, cause he's able. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God is able. Able to release you, able to set you free, able to heal you, yeah. Able to deliver you, able to rescue you, able to hold you up, able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He's able to make way out of no way. God, I make something out of nothing. Hallelujah, the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is, yes he is. Oh, I know, I come to let you know that my God is able.
Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, he is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise, somebody give him glory, give him worship. We worship you, Lord, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise, we give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship. We worship you. You able, Lord. You able, Lord.
Amen. My God is able. Praise be to God. Unfortunately, our speaker for this evening could not be here with us, still dealing with the loss of her son. Amen. So I will be bringing the word this evening. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come tonight to thank you for all of your blessings to us, but especially we thank you for family blessings. Those of us who have Christian parents owe you a great debt of gratitude. We thank you for their example and instructions. We thank you for the love they gave us. Tonight, we come bringing tithes and offerings that we might express our love for you and our concern that others will come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Accept these gifts and bless them to that end. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, Father God, remove self out of the way and allow the Holy Spirit to bring forth what thus says the Lord. My scripture reading for this evening is coming from Ezekiel chapter 37, and we're going to read verses 1 through 10. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 10. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Amen. And it says, "The Lord took hold of me, and I was carried away by the Spirit of the Lord to a valley filled with bones. He led me all around among the bones that covered the valley floor. They were scattered everywhere across the ground and were completely dried out. Then he asked me, 'Son of man, can these bones become living people again?' 'O sovereign Lord,' I replied, 'you know, you alone know the answer to that.' Then he said to me, 'Speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I am going to put breath into you and make you live again. I will put flesh and muscles on you and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.' So I spoke this message just as he told me. Suddenly, as I spoke, there was a rattling noise all across the valley. The bones of each body came together, attached themselves as complete skeletons. Then, as I watched muscles and flesh form over the bones, then skin formed to cover their bodies, but they still had no breath in them. Then he said to me, 'Speak a prophetic message to the winds, son of man. Speak a prophetic message and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, O breath, from the four winds, breathe into these dead bodies so they may live again.' So I spoke the message as he commanded me, and breath came into their bodies. They all came to life and stood up on their feet, a great army." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. So these dry bones represent the people's spiritually dead condition. Your church may seem like a heap of dry bones to you, spiritually dead with no hope of vitality. But just as God promised to restore his nation, he can restore any church, no matter how dry or dead it may be. Rather than give up, pray for renewal, for God can restore it to life. The hope and prayer of every church should be that God will put his spirit into it. In fact, God is at work calling his people back to himself, bringing new life into dead churches. Amen. Amen and amen. And he said, "I will put my spirit in you, and you will live again and return home to your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and have done what I said. Yes, the Lord has spoken." Praise be to God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Ezekiel 37 is one of the most solemn and utterly serious chapters in the entire prophecy of this young priest. It describes a most unusual sense and a most incredible happening. The scene is a valley filled with disjointed, bleaching human bones. The happening is the coming of four winds that converge upon this valley, converged upon this valley. As those mysterious winds swept across that eerie boneyard, fantastic things start to happen. Bones come together. Seaweed, which means tendon, physical strength, stretched like elastic across them. Then flesh appears and the blowing wind enters the nostrils of those lifeless bodies, and suddenly they live. Then they stand up on their feet, a mighty, organized army. But what have we done with that story? We have distorted it. We have parodied. We have composed funny songs and hilarious skirts about it. In short, and for the most part, we have turned Ezekiel's most serious and profound vision into a cheap joke. Tonight, I want us to forget that. The head bone was connected to the neck bone and the ankle bone to the foot bone. And with the microscope of biblical interpretation, see if we cannot carry the true and lasting message in Ezekiel's vision. Amen. When Ezekiel looked to his left and to his right, as far as his eyes could see, there were the dry, bleached bones of soldiers who had fallen in battle. There was no movement, no sound, no indication of life at all. There was no wind, no breeze, just abandoned, forsaken, utter stillness. My text for this message is coming from Ezekiel 37:3, where it says, he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And my title for this message is, Can These Bones Live? Praise God. First question, there is a divine question. Now the Lord Jehovah, who is Ezekiel's tour director, asked this stunned prophet a strange question. He said, Son of man, can these bones live? Or, to paraphrase, God might have said something like this to Ezekiel. Ezekiel, you have got the picture. You have had the grand tour. You have seen this whole valley filled with bones. Now, what do you think? Do you catch even the faintest glimpse of hope here? Do you think that there is any chance, any possibility that these bones could ever live again? What a strange question. Slowly, this young man, possessed by nature of a vivid imagination, began to let God push this question through his mind. Again and again, it rang in his ears, echoing and reverberating through that valley of death. Hallelujah, Jesus. Like the slowly rising sun, like the gentle unfolding of a rosebud, Ezekiel began to see. Suddenly, those dry, dead, bleached bones began to take on familiar resemblance. Those grotesque, which means absolute, distorted, or repulsive. Those distorted or repulsive, staring skulls began to look like his own people back in the pagan land of Babylon. Then, the longer Ezekiel allowed the Spirit of God to bombard his mind with this scene, the more he began to perceive the picture God was painting before him. Amen? Oh, Lord, this must be how you see them. While they are physically alive and active in their world, they are spiritually dead. And now you ask, can these bones live? Oh, my God, only you can know that. The answer from my human standpoint, oh, Lord, is no. Death has won in this valley. Lord, the grim reaper is supreme here. But I have learned a long time ago, Lord, that your ways are not our ways, and that your power far exceeds our power. Only you hold the answer to that question, Lord. This brings us to the human dilemma Ezekiel faced in this symbolic vision God had given him. What is spiritual death? It is a figure of speech, not a medical report. A person who is spiritually dead may be vibrant with physical health and energy. She may be intellectually brilliant and successful. Yet, spiritually, as far as her relationship with God is concerned, she may be as dead and void of life as Ezekiel's boneyard. But when we speak of spiritual death, we are describing someone who has no basis for genuine hope unless she responds to the Spirit of God. What about Ezekiel's people? If you had asked them if they believe in God, they would have replied with a shrug of their shoulders. Sure, we believe in God. Statistics reveal that if asked today, 90% of Americans would also answer, sure, we believe in God. Now let's look around our neighborhood. Here is a man who is holding down a responsible position. He may be earning a good salary, living in a comfortable home, driving a nice car. He has never been in a jail, nor has he been involved in a scandal. He doesn't drink, at least not to excess. He doesn't use narcotics. He is faithful to his wife, and he provides for his children. Once, long ago, he joined a church. Praise be to God. And today, he will tell you with a quiet, disarming smile, well, church is fine. My wife and children attend. It just really isn't important to me. Don't get me wrong. I think it's good for those who need it. Yet, when Ezekiel described his friends and neighbors as a collection of dry bones, he was talking about nice, successful people, but a people whose faith had fizzled out. They lost their faith in God. They didn't believe. But then there must be an ultimate solution to this problem. God gave the solution to Ezekiel in an unforgettable way. Once again, Ezekiel had reached a new plateau of understanding. His first step was to comprehend the symbolism of the Valley of the Dry Bones. They were his people, God's people, those for whom God had a purpose and a plan. But they had turned from that plan and were following their own schemes. Now the result was that they were spiritually dead. There was no vital, living relationship. Then Ezekiel reached a second plateau of understanding. He saw his people as victims of spiritual death. Suddenly, he was overcome with the hopelessness of the situation. Dear God, is this all there is? Is this the end of your plan and purpose for your people? What of my mission? Oh, God, they will not hear me. They will not listen. For what did Ezekiel see among his people? In the years of their captivity in Babylon, they had become comfortable, and some of them even materially successful. They were learning to love that pagan land. Archaeological discoveries have confirmed this as indication of Hebrew prosperity in Babylon had been found among the ruins of that ancient pagan civilization. So, in the midst of this hopeless twilight, God spoke to Ezekiel again. He said to that distressed prophet, "Ezekiel, preach to the wind." What a humbling experience for Ezekiel. We do not know what he said, but the winds responded from north, south, east, and west they came. Gently at first, like whispering sirens, which means a gentle breeze. They blew across that valley of bones. Then slowly, the velocity increased. The winds reached gale intensity as they rushed through those bones. Ezekiel saw his miracle. The bones began to move, and bone found its bones. Out of chaos and hopelessness and despair, there came order and purpose and meaning. Out of the impossible came the possible. Then as the speechless Ezekiel watched, physical, the seaweed and flesh came upon the bones. Though the bones had come together to form skeletons with purpose and design, they lacked cohesiveness and unity until the seaweeds and the flesh appeared. But wait a moment. Although a fantastic transformation had taken place, something vital was missing. These perfectly formed bodies were still lifeless. Everything was there except that which spelled the difference between life and death, the breath of God or God's Spirit. Ezekiel's people in Babylon knew the Hebrew scriptures. They knew the law of God, for the scribes had continued to teach and faithfully in the synagogues they had established. They had the form of religion, the institution of religion, even the divine law itself, but they were still victims of spiritual death. Preach to the wind, Ezekiel. Breathe upon these bodies, O wind of God. And once again, the wind came and filled the nostrils and lungs of these bodies. And Ezekiel saw them stand upon their feet by ranks, by companies, by platoon, a mighty army for the Lord. You see, no created power could restore human bones to life. God alone could cause them to live. Skin and flesh covered them, and the wind was then told to blow upon these bodies, and they were restored to life. The wind was an emblem of the Spirit of God and represented his quickening powers. The vision was to encourage the despondent Jews to predict both their restoration after the captivity and also their recovery from their present and long continued dispersion. It was also a clear imitation of the resurrection of the dead, and it represents the power and grace of God in the conversion of the most hopeless sinners to himself. Let us look to him who will at last open our graves and bring us forth to judgment, that he may now deliver us from sin and put his Spirit within us and keep us by his power through faith unto salvation. Amen. Praise be to God. And as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say that the Spirit gives life. The songwriter said, all is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One come down. And what is the application for us today? We too have the superstructure. We have the bones and the seaweed and the flesh. We have the institutions, the organizations, the intellectual know-how. And yet, the impact of the church on its community and on the world is pitifully weak. The influence of many Christians on those with whom they associate is heartbreakingly ineffective. The church needs desperately to be alive, breathing, pulsating with the Spirit of God in this day in which we live as a nation. Our affluence has honeycombed us spiritually. We lie on our battlefield, for the most part, like Ezekiel's lifeless army. But all is not lost. There is hope. The stench of spiritual death can be taken away by the wind of God's Spirit moving among us. I pray that this message was a blessing to you as it was unto me. Again, can these bones live? Ezekiel 37:1-10. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, and I'm reading from the New King James Version, amen. Praise be to God. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And that concludes our service for this evening. Again, our regular speaker, Pastor Kathy DuBose from Led by God's Christian Ministry, could not be here with us this evening due to the death of her oldest son. Amen. So God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. We love you and we thank you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. In Jesus' name, shalom and good night.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.